I call this regular meeting of the Planning Commission for June 16th, 2025 to order at 5:40 p.m. The first item on our, the first item on the agenda is the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Martinez.
Yeah, if you're able, would you please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much, Commissioner Martinez.
My pleasure.
At this time, would staff please call roll?
Certainly, thank you. Chair Vihar.
Here.
Vice Chair Leslie. Absent. Chair Commissioner Martinez.
Martinez present.
Commissioner Vasquez is absent. Commissioner Maldonado.
Here.
Commissioner Tucker is absent. And Commissioner McCormick.
Here.
Let the record show that we have four commissioners present. We have a quorum.
Thank you very much. At this time, members of the public may address the commission on matters not listed on the agenda that are within the commission's subject matter jurisdiction. However, no action may be taken on off-agenda items unless authorized by law. Public comments are limited to 3 minutes per speaker. Have we received any requests to speak tonight? All right, seeing none, we will move on to the consent calendar. All matters listed under the consent calendar are considered routine and will be enacted by one vote without separate discussion unless the commissioner requests that an item be removed for separate action. To my colleagues, does anyone want to remove an item for discussion? Seeing none, then we'll look for a motion and a second.
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion to approve the consent calendar.
I'll second it.
Perfect. If everyone could please vote. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much. Next, we'll move on to our public hearing for item number 4.1. It is a public hearing to consider, read the whole title, to consider a request to amend an existing conditional use permit to allow live music as accessory use for a restaurant with ancillary brewing operations located at 114 North LaSalle Street and finding of CEQA exemption, conditional use permit number 25-005. So, is there a staff report for this item?
Yes, there is, Chair. Thank you. I'd like to introduce Angelo Wong, who's the assistant planner.
Greetings, Chair and members of the Planning Commission. This item is a proposal to amend the existing conditional use permit located at 114 North LaSalle, a restaurant with ancillary brewing operations. The proposal is to add live music as an accessory use, specifically background music performed by live musicians. This item is before the commission as this requires a modification to the existing conditional use permit for alcohol. The current permit prohibits live entertainment, a standard condition recommended by the Orange Police Department. However, staff has assessed this request and believes that live music, as proposed, aligns with the original intent of the conditions. We recommend approving the amendment to allow live musicians with additional conditions to regulate. No public comments were received following the notification of this hearing.
Thank you very much. Colleagues, do you have any questions for staff? Seeing none, then I will open the public hearing and ask the applicant if you would like to make comments.
Yes, sir.
You could come to the podium. There's no limit on your comments.
Hi, I'm Mike Hernandez. First of all, I want to apologize. I just drove in from Fresno, so out of breath, just got here. So hope you guys had a great Father's Day weekend. Those of you who don't know me, I've been operating in the city of Orange for about 14 years now with our other restaurant, Smoke Barbecue. Seen the city change over the years, obviously. a lot of growth. Some welcome and some not. I like the, it's become this destination point area, which I think is great for business. But I do worry about overgrowth, as we all do, I think. What we're trying to do is to simply add to the experience right now. I don't want to become a music venue. I have no desire. If you look at our past record, I'm trying to catch my breath still. Even during street fair, we close right at 9 o'clock. When they stop selling liquor outside, beer, we close. I don't want any part of that late night, whatever you want to call it. So we close early, and we try to always do right by the city. We're just simply trying to provide a little ambiance to their dining experience. So I've been to, Francoli. I love what they do. Very, very simple, keyboard player. I'm thinking more like acoustic, as you, if you read my proposal. Acoustic, nothing really big, crazy. Again, it'd probably be 2 days a week, thinking Thursday night and possibly Sunday brunch. Probably no more than 3 hours of music.
Thank you.
Do you have any questions for me?
Absolutely. Does anyone have questions for the applicant? I do.
Thank you. you just mentioned that the live music was intended to be acoustic. When I was reading about the project, it said that the you would have the singer, piano, and one other instrument, I can't remember.
Guitar, drums,
right.
But
would
all
be
acoustic.
Amplified.
Nothing's amplified, really, other than the vocals for the singer.
So, I'm sorry, those would be amplified?
No. Just acoustic drums, acoustic guitar, even if we had drums. Mostly, like, you think folk music, kind of country music. So,
but all
the only thing that would be amplified would be the vocalist.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Again, we're not trying to become a music venue whatsoever. I don't want to get into that space at all. Not even the bar space. We close relatively early. We close at 11 o'clock. You know, last call is at 10. So we're not trying to cater to that late night crowd whatsoever.
Okay. One more question. You mentioned you also own Smoke Barbecue.
Yeah.
Is this something you might ask for in the future for that restaurant as
no,
well?
No, I don't think that space kind of would work for that space. It's a lot smaller. No desire to go down that path.
And this would be limited to 2 times a week?
Yep, probably about 2 times a week. I don't think we have anything more than that. We're not trying to, become a concert hall. It may just be once a week, and it may not be every week. So.
Okay, great. Thank you. Those are my questions.
Does anyone else have questions for the applicant? Okay.
She asked what I was going to ask.
You asked all the same questions I was too. Then thank you so much. So with that, then I'll ask if there are any public comments. Seeing none, then I will close the public hearing and I will ask the commission for a discussion.
I personally think...
You just turned off your mic.
I think it's a nice addition to what you're doing in there already. I liked your statement about not wanting to, based on the questions, not wanting to do it. It's smoked because of the size. I think you recognize that. That was great. But yeah, I think it could add to the experience. And looking forward to it.
Well, thank you.
Madam Chair, am I allowed to ask a question of the staff right now?
Yes.
Okay. Is this no live music? That's just something that's pretty standard on all of our CUPs of this type. Is that correct?
Yes. The standard condition usually from the Orange Police Department, I can actually read it verbatim off of the original. Condition 31 states, there shall be no live entertainment, including karaoke, disc jockey, or dancing permitted on the premises at any time. Amplified music over a built-in system designed for background music shall be permitted, provided that the music is not audible outside when doors are open. So that is a typical condition that we receive from the Orange Police Department whenever we process alcohol CUPs.
Okay, thank you very much. Madam Chair, I'm sorry, did you?
No, I say if there's no further discussion, then we'll look for a motion.
Okay. So, you know, I see here that the Orange Police Department does not want us to change the condition, and I'm always very reluctant to go against their wishes, but I agree with Commissioner McCormick. I about a couple of months ago, somebody made a comment to me that there's no music, there's no life really in some of these establishments, and I think we have such a unique city, and I think especially not using amplified music with electric guitars and stuff like that, I think this would be a nice addition to the downtown area, so I'm in favor of this.
Chair, I would, I'm hesitant because I think it would set a precedent, and we've had CUPs come to us recently that have asked for live music. We were concerned about amplified music on the patio across the street from the restaurant, and there are residential uses across the street from this restaurant. Plus, there are restaurants on either side that share a wall. We've all been in places where you can hear stuff through the walls. I'm hesitant to set a precedent with this one. And I understand about music adding to the atmosphere, and I enjoy that as well. But in this particular situation, I don't know that it's appropriate in this particular location. And given the fact that we have acted recently on other applications that requested this, and we have not approved those. So that's where I'm.
Can I add to that? I actually think that that's very insightful, and was just thinking while you were saying it, would it be helpful in light of our recent denial of amplified music? I think that came in the spirit of being recorded music, of any type of music, in the case that amplified is controlled by a button. That was always, I think, problematic, and it's one of the reasons why I didn't want that. But this, I think, is different. I'm thinking, can we put conditions on this that will actually set a precedent? As the other one, we just blanketed, you know, approved it as, didn't want to change the condition to have amplified music as it relates to just music in general. But the type of music here, you know, if it's not amplified and it's only amplified for vocals, maybe that's a very tight condition that would set a better precedent than if we didn't. I don't know if that's something we can do, and that would it appease your thoughts, because I think it's very important what you said. I'm very, very into setting precedents. I think it's very difficult to undo them. But if we set a precedence on crafting this condition, that this was a precedent that has conditions on it, would set some ground rules for future. I'm just thinking out loud. I'm so want to find out how we all feel about this. I think maybe this is a gift of us really crafting a very intelligent condition that actually is very hard to get out of. So to speak, and can have some enforceable things if it gets out of hand in that regard. Those are my thoughts. I like the idea. I see your point. I agree mm-hmm. with your point. And I agreed last time on your point. And I'm glad you brought it up, because I think there's a difference between someone playing the piano in the background and singing, as opposed to having loud country or rock music on a Bose or Sonos system. I'm just saying it's different. It's live. It's personal. Russell?
Chair, do you mind if I chime in?
Please.
Thank you. Russell Bunham, Community Development Director. We wrote condition number one to try to solve a lot of the noise issues, which is really a carryover from the prior condition or one of our standard ones. And the second sentence is what's probably most important. It says, amplified music over built-in systems shall not be permitted, provided that the music is not audible outside when the doors are open. I think if one of the concerns was that you might be able to hear from a neighboring tenant space, I think if we included from outside when the doors are open or from a neighboring tenant space, I think that really takes care of a lot of our concerns, is that the only place you should be able to hear the music is inside the actual restaurant or venue. And if a neighboring tenant is able to hear the music, then that would be a violation of the condition, and that would be a code enforcement issue, which I'm sure the applicant would be happy to comply with. And if we're looking for something that's precedent setting, it really contains the music to completely within the tenant space. Does that work for the commission? I think it's a simple fix for the condition.
Again, we're not trying to become a music venue. I'm a restaurateur. I want people to have an audible conversation while they're enjoying their meal and listening to a little bit of music. So I just want to be clear. That's what we're looking to do, not try to create a concert hall of any sort.
And then on top of that, we also have number six, which is more of the intent, is the operator shall ensure that the volume control on the amplified instruments, equipment, is maintained at a level that does not disrupt surrounding businesses. So I think between number one and number six, the intention of our recommendation for approval with these conditions, we tried to cover. But if you think it needs to be strengthened so that it's not audible, not a disruption to surrounding businesses, but not audible to surrounding businesses, that works for us as well, if it works for the applicant.
Thank you, Russell. Would it be helpful to say that this is strictly for interior? And would that set a tighter precedent? Because we were concerned with the outdoor situation, I think, on the other one. Just trying to see what everybody thinks. I think what Russell said is very important. Maybe add that something to that in terms of saying non-amplified music only amplified as vocal amplified vocals
only.
Mm-hmm. And for interior use, is that tighten up that condition that sets a very, very important precedent? I'm not certain the city attorney finds that something we can do.
The Planning Commission may recommend editing the term amplified instruments equipment to amplified vocals, and that would be appropriate if you make it as part of the motion and the motion carries.
The only other thing I would think that we'd want, if we do choose to go that route, is considering if we do say amplified vocals only, that means anything like a keyboard or an electronic instrument is no longer able to be used, because they would require some sort of amplification to use even a keyboard at a small, like they're electric keyboards, they don't have sound unless they're plugged into something.
Right.
Yeah, and for, if I could chime in again, for enforcement purposes, it's really not which instruments are amplified, it's really the audible level. And that's why I think I still go back to number one, that amplified music over built-in systems shall be permitted, provided that the music is not audible outside when the doors are open or from a neighboring tenant space. I think just totally locks us in that you shouldn't ever hear it outside of the four walls, because it's not supposed to be audible. And then it's just period. I think it's a quick
that fix. That would address the concerns brought forth by the commission at this time.
I think for me, again, it goes back to if you place this area somewhere else in the building, I don't think it would work. For me, it was the specific location of where it's going to be at and which way the sound is going to travel. And one of the things that initially when I first saw this, my concern was it was going to be in the patio, and I know there's apartments back there. So for me, it was the exact location of where this is going to be at and the way the speakers are going to be positioned, et cetera.
I can tell you all, I came into this meeting on the fence, not knowing where I was going to stand on this one, because I see both sides of it about how it would be really a nice ambiance, but then also the setting a precedent, making sure that whatever we do here tonight, we could get more applicants coming in to make requests. But I do think we have the ability to make case-by-case basis and case-by-case decisions as we see fit, and are not required to use standard conditions for every single person who requires an alcohol or a permit to operate a business or a restaurant here in the city. But I appreciate all of everything that was brought up by everyone. I think that the edits we discussed would really kind of lock this in and make it something that it could be beneficial for the applicant, but also not become a nuisance for anyone outside of those four walls.
I had something else to add, because I remembered at one point doing or assisting on projects that had live music. And what we found out was that the bass was the worst one to stop. And that's where that sound travels through the lower end of the frequency. So I'd be, you know, willing to put these very, very specific conditions on it if that helps. I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball to say it sets a precedent and somebody could uncraft themselves out of this to, in the future, pose a problem. I'm very, very concerned about that. I would like to know the commission's stance on really, really making this as tight as we can make it so that we don't set a precedent for something that we would be disappointed with later.
I think that the conditions satisfy the piece about where it's going to happen, because that's condition number 5 in section 3. If we add the language about changing a little bit on condition 6, that it's at a level that's not heard outside, whatever the wording is, in just spirit. What? And condition 1?
Condition 1.
Oh, sorry, condition 1. Well, I thought we wanted to also update condition 6, because it says maintain a level that does not disrupt surrounding businesses.
It's a little repetitive, I would say, but I think condition 1, if we just added to that second sentence and says amplified music over a built-in system shall be permitted, comma, provided that music is not audible outside when the doors are open or from inside a neighboring tenant space, then we're just audible. And number 6, which is more about disruption to surrounding businesses, we don't want it to be a disruption, but we also don't want it to be audible.
The other thing then is the piece about it being built-in system. If it wouldn't be a built-in amplification system if the entertainment is bringing the amplified systems. So it would need to remove the word built-in so that it's whether it's built-in or accessory.
Yep, we could update that to just say amplified music shall be permitted and scratch that part. That works. That's an easy fix.
Okay.
Good catch.
Off again. I'm sorry. It's not that I wasn't listening. I was just trying to pull it up so I could read it. Is there any way I can get you to repeat that? Because I didn't know get exactly what you said.
Yeah, Madam Chair, if I may also ask, are we looking at the conditional use permit that was previously issued?
No, I'm looking at the new one, Attachment 1, Planning Commission Resolution PC07-25. There's Section 3, Approvals and Conditions of Approval, just specific to the.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Just it's a short 7 conditions, just related to this only, not related to the entire operating CUP for the alcohol permit.
We've got it up on the screen for you. Yeah. And if we look at condition number 1, where it says amplified music, we could go ahead and strike over built-in system and just have it say amplified music shall be permitted, comma, provided the music is not audible outside when the doors are open or from a neighboring tenant space, period. And I think we've addressed the commission's concerns, I think.
Can I add to that? I think I'm... Now, looking at this, amplified music means instruments and singers. To be a little bit more specific, amplified vocals over a built-in system to be permitted, which then assumes that everything else isn't amplified.
But he mentioned he wanted a keyboard, which has to be amplified. So we don't want to take away that ability for some instruments that are still non-invasive instruments that are required to have a low amplification because it's hard to carry a piano around.
Well, I was thinking how that would look, but yeah, that would be, and if you had a piano there, I guess you could have it, but he doesn't. So yeah, that's a good point.
Madam Chair, Russell, can we put in there amplified vocals and piano and just be specific to the type of instrument that will allow to be amplified? Or is that too specific?
The commission can do whatever they like. However, I still go back to, we don't want to really specify particular type of instruments or a particular type of amplification. What we really want to do is focus on whether or not it's audible. And that's, I think that's condition number 1. And then condition number 4 limits it to 4 musicians, which is easy for us to count. There's only 4 of them there. And number 6 is really talking about amplified instruments or equipment. I would say our microphones, equipment as well, is maintained at a level that doesn't disrupt businesses. But again, what you don't want to hear is when you're in the next door restaurant and you don't want to be able to say, I can hear the music next door. If you can hear the music next door, it shouldn't matter if it's somebody singing, someone playing the drums, someone playing the bass, or piano. If you could hear it, it doesn't comply because it's audible. And that, I think that's just the airtight way of doing it.
Madam Chair, that would take my, that would address my concerns over the sound and the audible. Still not the previous applications we have recently approved and not allowed the music. I think that's what is causing me to really hesitate. And we don't know how many would come back or new ones would come in, new applications. But of course, if everybody had music in their own space that could not be heard outside the door or next door, then who's to say that would be an issue? The level of music, then that would take care of my consideration for that. I'm just hesitant on the precedent setting. But I think your condition would, the new language would satisfy the audible concerns.
From a legal enforcement standpoint, the term audible makes it objective, and it's something that our code enforcement division would be able to, you can hear it or you can't hear it, and whether they're walls or outside the doors. So.
Has there been any problems with the level of TVs? I mean, it's like there is, I mean, it gets to the point where you could put on a YouTube artist on there on the background, but I don't know. There's something about having live music that beats the TV, so to speak. I mean, in terms of
I think this would cover us, because if it's music coming from a TV or from somebody playing live, still condition number one, still make sure that it's not audible. So I think you're still covered there. In fact, this is probably stronger than some of your prior conditions. Actually, it is, because the other ones don't talk about neighboring tenant spaces and noise. So this would be stronger than your prior ones.
Russell, where did you reference tenant spaces?
Yeah, we're adding that to condition number one. I could read through it again. Amplified music, and we're going to strike over a built-in system. So it's going to say amplified music shall be permitted, comma, provided that the music is not audible outside when the doors are open or from a neighboring tenant space.
Okay, period. So I'm not reading that one on number one.
It's on number, it's up on the screen.
Okay.
So, Commissioner McCormick, the staff is recommending adding that. So you're not; it wouldn't be on the, it wouldn't be visible. But Mr. Bunim read how it would sound with the new language.
You're quick, but not that quick.
Yes.
That's just okay. Trying to help you out.
That's okay.
I got it.
It's like a live version track changes. That's exactly what it is.
If there's no more discussion, then I'll make a motion to approve the request to amend the conditional use permit to allow live music as accessory use for a restaurant with ancillary brewing operations, with the recommended change to condition number one, as stated by our director, and that should satisfy my motion.
Madam Chair, I will second that.
And Madam Chair, find it categorically exempt from CEQA.
And find it categorically exempt from CEQA. Everyone could please vote. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you and congratulations.
Thanks for coming in.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Enjoy it. Thank you for
your time. Thank you. So this meeting of the Planning Commission is now adjourned. Our next regular meeting will be on July. We'll be in July. We'll be July 7th. Yes, July 7th at 5:30 p.m.